it comes as part of the US package to use a carrot and a stick. And this is not new. It has been in the making for a while. US officials, and specifically Secretary of State Blinken, multiple times, he mentioned that the US is open to using different tools. Some of them are diplomatic tools, such as mediating and trying to negotiate a ceasefire. And they have done in the past, multiple times in Jeddah. And unfortunately, all this truce and peace, ceasefire completely collapsed. And none of them could be called to have held even during 8 days. So I think the U.S. is frustrated. And I think now, since the 2 weeks ago, they also announced sanctions against Abdelrahim Dagalo, the second man in command of the RSF. It appears now they are expanding using those sanctions as a way of pushing both sides to come to the table and negotiate a way out of this mess, because there is no end to this war by any side winning it anytime soon. So it makes sense to the U.S. taking some action and using those methods to force the hands of those who are influential, and also specifically by targeting the two RSF companies. This is not just a matter of twisting their arms. It's also limiting their supply chain and making it difficult for RSF to receive assistance from Russia and weapons and advanced type of technology. So you could say it's not just a matter of pushing them to sign a peace agreement or to go for a ceasefire. It's also a way of limiting the capacities of both sides to engage in longer warfare. So eventually they will run out of ammunition, they will run out of guns, and they might not be able to continue to fight, even though we know that's a very difficult undertaking to accomplish, given the history of how weapons have been always funneled and channeled to different groups.
Along with sanctioning these companies, RSF-affiliated companies, the Treasury Department also sanctioned Ali Kerti, a former Sudanese Foreign Affairs Minister, for, and I quote, let me read you a little bit of that section, for undermining the former civilian-led transitional government and the framework political agreement process, which he contributed to the outbreak of fighting between SAF and the RSF on April 15. He and other hardline Sudanese Islamists are actively obstructing efforts to reach a ceasefire to end the current war between SAF and the RSF and opposing Sudanese civilians' efforts to restore Sudan's democratic transition. What is your comment on that?
They still use the term Islamist as a way to refer to themselves, but in reality, this alliance has been in the making since 2011, after the South decided to become state. They are completely to grab of the state, and the motive is to control the resources and use every means as a kleptocrat to use the state as a facade for them to amass wealth. There is not one faction. Ali Kerti is one of the strongest factions, because he happened to be the strong man with a lot of money. And he has been trying, it's not even a secret, to become the de facto leader of the movement. Of course, the movement at this point, it's very hard to imagine what kind of aspirations, what agendas, what ideology it actually espouses to.
Speaking of Ali Kerti not being the only person, it's interesting that Hemeti, the RSF leader, Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, in many recordings, he accused the Islamists of igniting this war, and he mentioned Ali Kerti several times, Ali Kerti, Osama Abdullah, and others that he designated as Islamists and the reason behind this war.
He's a man of influence, he's a man of wealth, and he's a de facto emir of the Islamic movement. Specifically, so many of the high-ranking officers in Sudanese army, they respect him and they have their allegiance to him more than they have it for General Burhan. That's not a secret. We know that, because they have a hierarchy of the Islamic organization that is functioning within the Sudanese armed forces. However, it is prudent to be careful and cautious about when Hemeti and talks about the fact that this war is started by Ali Kerti and Osama Abdullah and some of the influential men from the holdover from Bashir regime. This is nothing more than Hemeti trying to paint and suggest to the international community that he's the man who's fighting against the Islamists, and he's supposed to be seen as he has a moral argument for the war. Most of the men leading the war behind Hemeti himself, they happen to be also strong Islamist men.